Hey guys, you're welcome to the If You Ask Me podcast. As always, I'm your host, Supreme MDBC, and today I want to talk about something a bit controversial. Alright, it's about this Naira Marley's event held during the lockdown in Abuja. Okay, so if you haven't heard, Naira Marley, a popular artist, had an event in Abuja and authorities took into action, locking down the event venue, also banning the executive jet service that flew him to Abuja, you know, because right now interstate travel is not permitted because of the lockdown, because of coronavirus in Nigeria. But apparently Naira Marley and his crew were able to fly from Lagos to Abuja and back. I mean, they had a successful event, all right. But now authorities are, you know, out there getting angry, which calls to question a lot of things. So I have five questions to ask. Now, the first question is this: how is it that the event was advertised and no authority, no member or staff of the authorities that are in charge of, you know, checkmating, you know, movement around Nigeria, you know, interstate movement and all that? How is it that none of the officials actually knew when this event was being advertised? Right, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, everybody's working online, the internet is there for everyone to see. What online service was it, Eventbrite, or which online event service did they use that, you know, nobody knew that the show was being organized, the show was being advertised, and people bought tickets, people attended this event? How is it possible that no official knew? Right, that's one. Two, how was the event place organized without any of the officials and the authorities in Abuja actually finding out? It doesn't make sense to me for such a big event. I mean, I saw the pictures of the event place. It's a proper concert, you know. It's not possible for something like that to be going. I mean, when the lockdown started, we were seeing videos of you know, members of the authority, the tax force, going into churches and arresting pastors that were not abiding by the guidelines, you know, going into mosques as well, and picking up people who are not abiding by the guidelines of the lockdown, where people were not supposed to gather. But all of a sudden, how does such a big concert get organized? How does the venue get organized and nobody knows? Like, the only time they get a whiff of it is after the whole thing has held. Like, it's not just adding up. It doesn't make sense to me. All right. Now, the third one. Yes, it's a private jet. He flew in a private jet, right? The jet flew into Abuja airport. Were there no officials there at the airport? There were no immigration officials. There was no police official there. The airport officials were not there. Like, I don't understand. How is it possible that he got to the airport and there were no officials there that could easily raise an alarm to say, see, this was going on, this guy is not supposed to be here? It calls to question. Maybe I'm asking stupid questions, but that just was on my mind. Like, really, really, if you ask me about this Naira Marley's matter, these are the questions on my mind, right? That's number three. Number four. He moved from the airport probably to a hotel and then to the event venue, and the event held, right? All these movements, usually they'll go with convoy. Are you telling me that nobody, no authority, no officials got a whiff of this happening? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, really. Then number five. The company released a statement, a sham of a statement. The executive jet, I think that's their name, they released a statement, and in it they refer to their client as as, in quotes, useless people. I don't know how these guys are going to be in business. I don't know how they work, but I am short of words. right? I'm sure of it. Now, there's something that I read the letter, and there's something he said. He said he assumed when he saw Babatunde Fashola, and that's the head of this executive chess company. Now, that he assumed that Babatunde Fashola, that he saw in the manifest, the airline manifest, was our minister of works. I think is it works? Yes, works and housing. Works and housing, yeah. Minister for Works and Housing, Babatunde Fashola, former governor of Lagos State, right? Now, he assumed that that was the person, and since this is a serving minister, he didn't say anything about it. Now, see, here's what now came to my mind. If on the manifest they also saw something, they saw a name like, let's say, Shekau or Osama bin Laden, it's possible that they could easily assume that this is the Boko Haram leader or the Al-Qaeda leader, and they would probably call the army. Is that what he's saying? Is that what he means? I mean, that's what's crossing my mind. Alright, it doesn't make sense to me that you make such assumptions and you run an executive jet company. Like, it doesn't just make sense. All I see is the porous nature of security and organization. The jet company, so porous. Like, you're dealing with high net worth individuals and you made such assumptions. It's amazing. Like, really amazing. I'm amazed. I'm really amazed. Like, they had the guts to release that letter. That letter, I read it and I was like, wow, your clients, useless people. Oh God. All right, it's amazing, you know. And back to the authorities in Abuja. Like, I don't know how all these organizations and arrangements pass through interstate from Lagos to Abuja. Like, Lagos, the commercial hub of the country, they moved from his house to the airport, and they flew out to Abuja, had the event, flew back to Lagos. And it's only after everything has happened. So if it was like a drone strike or it was a terrorist attack, it's after everything has happened, then what we'll be getting will be reactionary measures. It doesn't make sense. Okay, I feel it's trash, really. Anyway, these are just my thoughts, right? That's if you ask me. That's the episode. That's all I want to say. That's all I want to share. Thank you for listening. If you liked it, if you had any opinions, if you have anything to share with me, if you have any thoughts to share with me, please do share. Leave me a voice message, or you could send me an email at supreme.undubc@gmail.com. I don't know, I think I'll open an email for this podcast, but yeah, supreme.undubc@gmail.com, or you could hit me up on social media, supremeundubc everywhere. Check the show notes, you see my link there, you see my email address there. Yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. Yep, if you have not subscribed, please do subscribe. Subscribe. And yes, I need to share this. So, a couple of friends got together and they created this platform, Shukran. It's called Shukran. Shukran. Hey, I've forgotten the name, the meaning of Shukran now. But it has something to do with gifts anyway. So, it's like Patreon. Yeah, it's our own Patreon. Yeah, we have our own Patreon in Nigeria now. So, I have a profile on Shukran. Yeah, I don't have a profile on Patreon, but I have a profile on Shukran. And I got tipped. Yes, I got my first tip recently. So, yeah, if you want to tip me, if you want to support, if you want to give, yes, I'm passing my offering basket round according to my friend, say pass your offering basket around. Please check in the show notes. You see my link there. Just click it. It's very easy. Don't worry, the money will enter my account. I'll get it, Yeah. So yeah, that's the episode for me today. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah. Have a nice life.